Good morning. We're continuing with the Adam Hilchos Shabbos, and we're starting Klal Dalet, which deals with the issue of a person getting on a boat in a situation where he's going to end up being on a boat on Shabbos. And the practical application of that doesn't sound that it's too common. Most of us are not going on boats in that situation nowadays. But since the Rishonim give multiple explanations for this halacha, which have many practical applications, so it's worthwhile to go through some of the pratim over here. So Chazal, Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, in the first parak, tells us in Daf Yutes. Braisa in the Morim Masechta Shabbos in Daf Yutes tells us that a person cannot enter into a ship to leave, to travel, which will be going on Shabbos, unless he's leaving 3 days before Shabbos. So he's going to be leaving. We pass the 3 days means Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So he's leaving Wednesday afternoon, so he's allowed to get on that ship, even though the ship will be continuing to travel on Shabbos. But if he wants to get on Wednesday night or Thursday already, he can't do that, because the ship will be traveling on Shabbos as well. So what is the concern that the Chazal were worried about over here? So there are multiple explanations. The first explanation, the Baal HaMor says that the person might end up having to do Chilul Shabbos. He's in a boat, there's a situation of Sakana, he's going to have to do Chilul Shabbos. So it's not appropriate to put yourself in a situation of potential Chilul Shabbos when you're so close to Shabbos. And that's the first explanation. Okay? The Ramban disagrees and says the concern is not that the Jew would have to do Chilul Shabbos, but the non-Jewish driver of the boat, the captain of the boat, or the workers on the boat, will be doing work for him on Shabbos to protect him. So that is going to can be considered they're doing it for the passenger, whether it's tying the sails, whoever it might be. So that's going to be an issue which the Mir La'akum, you should not put yourself in a situation where you need to do a Mir La'akum in that situation. The third possibility, the explanation that the Ben Ochlano says that the problem is Tchum, that the boat is going to be traveling, it's going to go beyond the Tchum on Shabbos, and that's going to be a problem. The Rif comes along and says that if the situation was that we're worried about Tchum or Malacha, that would be also even from the beginning of the week. So we're going to address why there isn't an issue of Tchum or Malacha. The problem here is Bittul Mitzvahs Onek Shabbos. A person gets on a boat. It takes 3 days to acclimate oneself to the situation of being on a boat. And after 3 days, usually a person's seasickness passes away. And now he's able to have Onek Shabbos. So putting oneself in a situation where they're going to mevatel mitzvahs onik Shabbos is not appropriate. And therefore Chazal said one cannot get on a boat within 3 days prior to Shabbos. That's the fourth reason. The fifth reason, which is given, Tosa says, is because Chazal put an isser of swimming on Shabbos. Chazal made an isser of swimming on Shabbos because if a person is going to swim, they might put together a flotation device, which will be a malacha of bona or makav patish. So Chazal answered, swimming, gzera, one might make a flotation device. Included in the isser of swimming is the isser of going on a boat as well. This is found in Simen Shalom Ates. Together with the isser of swimming, Chazal put an isser of going on a boat, because it looks like one is floating, swimming on the water, and that's going to be Yasser. Now, that halacha, everybody agrees to, that on Shabbos, one cannot go swimming because of its gzeira. The Kiddush of Tosis over here is that we're going to Yasser a person getting on before Shabbos because of the concern that on Shabbos it looks like he's doing so. The case went later on in Shalom Ates is dealing with a person doing it actually going into the water on Shabbos, or going into the boat on Shabbos. So going into the water on Shabbos, or going to the boat on Shabbos, everybody agrees it's a problem because of this halacha of the gezera, because of a flotation device. The Tosis is adding that it's also even prior to Shabbos because it looks like you're doing so on Shabbos. So we have five explanations in the Rishonim that say why this is going to be problematic. The Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of the Rif that the main problem is Bittul Onek Shabbos. We have to explain why there isn't a concern of Malacha, why there isn't a concern of Tchum. So this has application to the concept of Tchum. And this also introduces, what about other types of things which cause bittul oinek Shabbos? A person finds traveling in a car very uncomfortable, and they have difficulty after they travel in the car to recover. It takes them a day or two to recover. Long trips, so they should be also to take a long trip on Erev Shabbos. A person wants to have an elective surgery later in the week, having a root canal done later in the week. He's going to be in pain on Shabbos, so that's bittul mitzvahs on Shabbos. So the concept of the Rif has other hashlachot as well, and the other explanations do as well. So we need to clarify all of these points. So that's the introduction to this klal message of tomorrow. We will start actual klal. Meanwhile, have a good day.